So we've just been having the Economic Value of Culture seminar at the Poole Innovation Centre, and it's just finished. We had a debate. Kim Conchie was chairing it. Kim, what came through from this debate?
Lots of passion, lots of discussion, lots of similar or different takes on what I've tried to get down as sort of some essential values of what Cornishness and the distinctiveness that we want Cornwall to be. In the end, I think we did winkle out quite a few values which can be taken through to the Cornish business fraternity and some individual businesses. So I'm quite happy. It was really lively. I really enjoyed it. And I think in the end we have got something which is of use to business as well.
Ross Williams from the Cornwall Arts Centre Trust. Storytelling was one of the strong things that came through, which links into the arts as well.
Yes, it does. And I think that's about how we tell the story of Cornwall and the economy and what things are like down here, and trying to explain ourselves to the outside world, really. And I thought it was a really good session tonight. What was interesting, I think something Kim said at the end there was, it was an interesting mix of people. It wasn't just the usual business community, it wasn't particularly the arts community, it was an interesting mix of the two. And I think the more all these people mix together, the better, and talk to each other and understand each other's perspectives.
Councillor Julian German, with your economy and culture hat, you obviously had some key points to make. Do you think we managed to get to the nub of what the benefits of culture, Cornish culture, are to business?
Well, we had a really good discussion, wide-ranging, but I think we talked about the value of our culture and identity. Certainly Cornwall has a strong identity, which means we've got a business presence around the world. People know Cornwall and know a bit about us. For individual businesses, it's really important that they look at what is their unique selling point, and certainly being from Cornwall helps to sell that business both within Cornwall and externally. So I think that's a key point, using our culture and identity as a unique selling point.
Jennifer Lowe was also on the panel for the Cornish Language Partnership, MAGA. What do you think came through from this evening?
I think what came through from this evening is that we're a very interesting place, really. We've been talking about culture and language and business for a number of years, but it actually feels now that we have an opportunity to really work together, and that the values we're putting, that the cultural sector have, and the values that the business sector have, what we're looking to achieve, there's a huge synergy there. And the more we can start to work together, the better.
Bert Biscoe has just come back in the room. Bert, you were talking a lot about various stories and relating the benefits and values of culture and identity to business through storytelling. Just tell me about that.
The thing about a good story, Matthew, is that it has to have a plot, and it has to have characters, and it has to have a truth. And we must almost be careful to make sure that we nurture the character that we are collectively in Cornwall, that the narrative plot that we have is one that we all agree is our narrative, and that the truth that we speak is a truth that we are convinced by. And if we do those things, then people will listen to our story.
So
if we make them up, we just become joke tellers.
What came through as the benefits of identity and culture to businesses in Cornwall?
I think if you understand where you are and how it's best to behave in order to survive and to prosper in a place, you will behave in that way, and that's the truest way to be. And I think the most important thing that came out of this is if you're going to be a successful business in Cornwall, be Cornish.